Lovely. Hopefully everyone can hear me now. Great. Well, my name's Nathan, as well as he said. It's great to be with you this morning. And to help us think about the big idea of this morning's service, I thought a good way to start would be to play a game. Oh, a few eyebrows. Yes, yes. A game. Okay, here's how the game works. It's a simple game. It's a game for everyone to get involved with. And it's a game that involves some actions. Okay, if you're able, would anyone like to stand up? Yes, at the back, very good. If you're able, it'd be great if you could stand up. And you've got a choice of three different actions, okay? Action number one is the action of a sword. Simple action, ooh, like that. You can make a noise if you want, ooh, right? You lunge out, you got your sword, action number one. Action number two is an arrow, twang. Very good. You can do the action if you want. There's your action number two. Action number three is the action of a shield. Very good. Okay, have you got it? Sword, arrow, shield. Okay, and in a moment on the screen, there's going to be a video. And on the video, one of those three actions is going to be displayed. It's either going to show a sword or an arrow or a shield. As the video makes its mind up which one it's going to show, you also need to make your mind up which one you're going to do. Will I do sword, shield, or arrow? But here's the catch. If your action matches the action on the screen, you are out. Oh, so you've got a 1 in 3 chance. There's 5 rounds. I want to see how many of us can last the distance. How many of us will still be standing after the 5 rounds? Does that make sense? Yes. It's time to play King of the Castle, if this works. Can we flick it on? Lovely. King of the Castle. Okay. Are you ready? Time to make up your mind. What action will you use? Here you go. 3, 2, 1. Make your decision now. Sword, shield, or arrow. Make your decision now. Okay. Very good. You can boogie if you want as well. Right. Which one is it going to do? Oh, sword. So if you did sword, you're out. You can sit down. Very good. Very good. Oh, we got a few wipeouts of the front row. No. Okay, time to make your next choice. Okay, here we go. The video will come on. King of the Castle. Can we get the next video going? Oh, I don't know. Here we go. Will the next video go? Here we go. Make your mind up. Sword, shield, or arrow. Make your choice now. Shield. Good. Every shield sitting down. Very good. Very good. Still standing. Very good. Okay, quick fire. Let's go to the next video. Okay, next video. Make up your mind now. Sword, shield, or arrow. At the back. I don't know if this is working, so you can do this for me. That's beautiful. Got some shields over here. Lots of shields. Oh, this could be a wipeout. Arrow, sit down with your arrow. Very good, still standing, good. Give us a wave at the back if you're still standing. Yes, very good. Okay, next video, please. Here we go, make your decision now. Sword, shield, or arrow. Oh, he maybe changed his mind. Arrow, confident with the arrow, some shields. A sword over here. What have we got? Oh, it's a sword. He's slain himself. Very good. I think there's one more round to survive. Give me a wave if you're still standing. Yeah, very good. Okay, here's the last one. Video maestro. Here we go. Make your decision. What's it going to be? Oh, on the piano. Still in. Yes. Very good. This is it. Oh, sword. Sword. Who's still standing? Give me a wave. Yes. Well done. Look around and see who else is still standing. Give them a wave and say, well done. Very good. Very good job. Yes, he's delighted, this man over here. Very good. Well done. Bravo. Nice. So you might be thinking, as we have begun our time together, why on earth, Nate, have we started by playing a game, sword, shield, arrow? Well, it's going to help us think about the big idea of today's service. Now, we're going to be looking at a few verses from the Bible from a book called Ephesians, okay? And there was a man called Paul, and he wrote to this place a letter to people in this place called Ephesus. And again, on the screen, it might come. Here we go. Just to help us think about where in the world is Ephesus. If you were to go on holiday today to Turkey, you'd be there or thereabouts in Ephesus. That's just helpful in your mind's eye, where in the world this story is happening. And the people that Paul is writing to are Christians. Now, straight away, as I say that word, Christian, I wonder what comes to your mind. What is a Christian? Again, maybe there's a picture up on the screen that might come up there. What is a Christian? What comes into your head? Maybe nice people. Maybe old and wrinkly. Maybe a bit odd, a bit weird. Maybe someone who goes to church. Maybe someone who owns a Bible. Maybe there's lots of different things that might come into your head when you think, what is a Christian? But for today, here is the definition that we're going to go with. Okay, and hopefully this will be helpful for the rest of our time together. A Christian is someone who loves Jesus and wants to live for Jesus. Okay, what is a Christian? Can we say it together after three? One, two, three. Loves Jesus and lives for Jesus. Amazing. And so Paul's writing to these people to help them love Jesus more and live for Jesus better. That's why he's writing. So we're going to read a little bit of the story together now. And I believe Flo is going to come and she's going to read a few verses for us that Paul wrote to these Christians. And again, the words will come up on the screen so you can follow along too. Thank you so much, Flo. That's brilliant.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 13. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his great power. Wear the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's evil tricks. Our struggle is not against people on earth. We are fighting against the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly world. That is why you need God's full armor. Then, on the day of evil, you'll be able to stand strong.
Thank you so much, Flo. Now, I wonder, as Flo read that Bible reading, did you notice any words that sounded a little bit familiar linked to the game? Words about kind of swords or arrows or shields or armor, that kind of language? Did you notice it? Very good. Well, we're going to zoom in on those words a little bit later on. But first, should we sing another song? Yeah, let's stand together. Let's sing a song. It's a song that's going to be a video. There's going to be actions that we can do along to help us. It's called Be Bold, Be Strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Let's stand together, let's sing, and then we'll carry on looking at these verses.
Walking in.
Very well done. Take a seat. And again, that song will help us think about why it is Paul is writing to these Christians near Turkey. Now, to help us think about those words that Flo read to us so brilliantly, I wonder if there's anyone out there who would like to be a volunteer for me. Oh. Someone who thinks they're pretty strong. Oh. Caleb, your hand's still up at the back. Do you fancy it? Right, come on down. Give them a clap. Welcome them down. Very good. Right, Caleb, up on the stage so everyone can see you. Okay, now here's your challenge, Kay. You've got to try and keep this heavy item held up for as long as you can. Okay? Easy as that. Hold the item as long as you can. Are you ready? Take the handle, and after three, one, two, three, go. Right. Right, let's carry on then. We'll just leave Caleb there. Okay? Okay. Now, as we think about the verses from the Bible that were read to us, Paul says, how you doing, Kay? Good, okay. Paul says, living as a Christian is a little bit like holding a heavy item. It's a bit of a struggle, and it's a bit of a fight. How are you doing? Good, okay. Should we give him a 10-second countdown, see if you can hold it for 10 more seconds? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Very good, you can put it down if you want. Well done, Kay. Well done, Kay. Okay, can we go to the next slide? That'd be brilliant. So it's a bit of a fight. It's a bit of a struggle. You might have noticed that word, struggle and fight, in the verses. But why? Why is trying to love Jesus and live for Jesus, that's what a Christian is, remember, why is it a struggle? Well, Paul also mentions another character in these verses. You might see it there, and again, if you can flick to the next slide, you might be able to see it. The devil. Now, again, when we see that word or hear about that character, certain ideas might come to our mind. Maybe something a little bit like this, if you flick to the next screen. Maybe a bit of a cartoon character, a bit of a joke, maybe a fairy tale, not real, when we think of the devil or Satan. But the Bible tells us the devil is real. And what he wants most is for those who want to love Jesus and live for Jesus to love anyone else and to live for anyone else. And so there's this struggle if we go to the next slide. Christians want to love Jesus, but the devil doesn't want them to. Christians want to love Jesus, but the devil doesn't want them to. And there's this fight between Christians and the devil. Will they or will they not love Jesus? And so in the middle of this struggle, what are Christians called to do? Again, I wonder if you can remember what the verse has said. If we go to the next slide, you see the words in purple? If you're a Christian, it tells you to be strong. It tells you to be great. It tells you to be powerful. It tells you to put on armor. Is that right? If you're a Christian, you can do this. You're strong. You're amazing. Just do it, Christian. Well done. Doesn't sound quite right. Is there anything missing? Can we go to the next slide? Ah. Be strong, yes, but be strong. What does it say? In the Lord. Trust in his great power. Put on the full armor of God. You notice that? It's not be strong in you, but be strong in God. You see, if you go to the next slide, that phrase will come up. If you try to love Jesus and live for Jesus in your own strength, you won't get very far. Don't be strong in you. Be strong in God is what Paul wants these Christians to hear. And it's what he wants you to hear if you're a Christian here today too. But the question is, what does that look like? What does it look like to be strong in God? Well, that's what we're going to think about a little bit later on in our service together. But before we get there, I want to say one other thing. Because maybe you've heard what's gone on so far in the service, maybe the songs we've sung, maybe some of the words I've said, and maybe you know a Christian, maybe you've been brought here by a Christian, maybe you go to things that other Christians go to, maybe in this church, maybe Friday church or play and sing. Maybe you hear the words Christian and Jesus, but you just say, well, whoa, that's just not me. It's nice to be here, but that's not me. But maybe you've heard the words struggle or fight, and you've thought, well, those words ring true. Maybe it's difficult relationships, maybe a marriage, maybe with children, maybe with members of your family, and it's just a struggle. Life can be a struggle in relationships. Maybe it's work. Work at the minute just feels like a real fight. Maybe it's illness. Maybe it's you or someone you know is sick. And so it's a real struggle just to get through the day. Or maybe it's sadness. Sadness at loss of someone you've loved. And again, you don't know how you can carry on. And for so long, maybe you've been strong. But strong in you. Trying hard. Trying to hold it together. But you're just tired. Because you know it doesn't work. Well, if that's you this morning, here's the good news. There is offer of strength in another for you. Can I say that again? There is offer of strength in another for you. Don't keep trying to be strong in you. Be strong in God. And again, we're going to think about that more a little bit later on. But first, we're going to sing another song. And it's a song that helps us think about if we try to live life in our own strength, well, it's a little bit like a worm trying to do press-ups. It can't because it's got no arms. It's a bit like a potato trying to swim. Potatoes can't swim. It's a little bit like a mountain trying to brush its teeth. Just a bit silly. Can we stand together and sing this song? Trust in God rather than in yourself. It's got some actions. If you want to join in, please feel free to do that. That's brilliant.
Father, you are King of heaven and greater than a soul. Everything is in your hands, from huge right down to small. Sometimes I forget that I can't do things on my own. Please now help me pray to you and trust in you alone. It's like a worm trying to do press-ups, like a potato trying to swim, like a mountain trying to brush its teeth when we don't rely on him. When we pray, we trust our Father. What Jesus said, so I'll stop trusting in myself and pray to God instead. Father, help me now to pray and spend some time with you. Father, you are always good in all you say and do. Sometimes I forget that I on my mind. Please now help me pray to you, knowing you are kind. It's like an earthworm trying to do press-ups, like a potato trying to swim, like a mountain trying to brush its teeth when we don't rely on him. When we pray, we trust our Father. That's what Jesus said. So I'll stop trusting in myself and pray to God instead. It's like an earthworm trying to do press-ups, like a potato trying to swim, like a mountain trying to brush its teeth when we don't rely on him. When we pray, we trust our Father. That's what Jesus said. So I'll
That's a good action song. So where have we got to so far? We're going to have a Bible reading in a moment, but let me just remind ourselves where we've got to so far. If we've got the slide on the screen, that'll be helpful. Just some words to remind ourselves of. Okay, maybe if we go back one, I'm not sure if it'll be there. But so far we've thought about living as a Christian. A word beginning with S is a struggle. Remember that? Living as a Christian is a struggle. So we're called to be strong, not in ourselves, but in God. And now we're going to think about, what does that look like? What does it look like to be strong in God? So we're going to have our Bible reading, okay? And as the reading is read, I wonder, can you notice six things in this reading that Paul says we should wear? Okay? You'd be looking out for those things? Six. See if you can find them all. Maybe count them on your fingers as they go through. Thank you so much, B. Wonderful.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 to 17. Stand strong with the belt of truth tied around your waist. On your chest, wear the breastplate of right living. On your feet, wear the shoes of good news of peace. On your shield, use your shield of faith to stop all arrows of the devil. Take God's salvation to be your helmet and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
Thank you so much. Okay, I wonder if you saw some of those things you could wear. Could you maybe turn to the people next to you, around you, maybe see if together as a team you can find them all? Okay, off you go. Have 30 seconds. Things to wear or things to use. Again, remember our game that we began with. That might be a bit of a clue. Can see some people holding maybe four fingers, no, not many sixes though. Ooh. Should we try and do it together? Okay, maybe if we have the slide on the screen, we'll do it together. I don't know if it'll come up. Okay, does anyone want to shout out any? A belt? Okay, we've got a belt. Any others? A breastplate? Yes, any others? Shoes, very good. Sword, very good. Two more. Helmet and shield. Well done, there's six. Again, there might be a slide that shows all of them together. Okay. If it comes up, it comes up. If not, don't worry too much. Oh, here we go. A white screen. We like that. Struggle strong. There's the words. Now we want to think about, what does it look like in the struggle to be strong? Paul says it looks like suiting up. Okay, there's our next S. Suiting up in these next six items. And when the people who would have heard this letter read to them heard these six items, in their mind, they would have thought of this. Okay, a Roman soldier dressed in all their armor. Now, unfortunately, this morning, we don't have a Roman soldier here with his armor. But I have brought my goalkeeper hockey kit with me, right? That has plenty of armor. So if anyone would like to be a volunteer to be dressed up in some armor, oh, Noah. Yes, Noah. Up you come. Give him a clap. Very good. Do you want to stand up on the stage? Is that okay? Now, the first bit of armor we have, oh, now let's see if you can put this on. Oh, pardon the smell. I wonder if you can fit your legs through those. Very good. Now this is wonderful. Put your leg through. Oh, there we go. A belt. Okay, do we see that in the words? Again, if we go to the next slide, we might be able to see it. A belt. Now, if you're a soldier, why is a belt important? Why do you think a belt important if you're a soldier? Yeah. Well, think about it. It's the thing that maybe goes on first. And it's the thing that holds everything else together. It's the things you would attach things through. It holds everything else together. And so if you want to stand strong in God, Paul says you should wear a belt. What type of belt? The belt of truth. You see, truth is so important, isn't it? If we get truth right, then everything else holds together. Truth about who God is. God isn't distant and weak and uncaring, just a force out there somewhere. But the truth that God is powerful and personal and loving and can be our Father. Truth about who you are. You're not made up of the things that you have or the things that you do or what other people think of you. But who you really are is someone made by God, made to be in a relationship with Him, and made to live for Him as His precious child. And there's loads of other truths that if we get in place, everything else holds together. So there we have piece number one, the belt of truth. What comes next? Next slide. We have, the chest plate, the breastplate. Now this one does stink, right? Can you stick your arms through there? Whoa. That's it, pull it down. Stick your head through. Noah, where are you? Where's your head? There he is. Yes, very good. Nice. Now, why would a soldier wear a breastplate? Yes? Protect himself, right? And protect what? What's going on around here? Ba-boom, ba-boom, right? Protect your heart or the vital organs, okay? And so Paul says, if you want to love Jesus and live for Jesus, put on something that will protect your heart. Now, not just the heart that pumps the blood around your body. That's not the heart that Paul's thinking about most of all. He's thinking about the heart of who we love the most. Protect the thing that loves something important. Because the thing we love the most, or the one we love the most, will be the one that we live for. Isn't that true? Think about the things that you love and the amount of time and energy you spend towards them. And the question is the thing you love the most Jesus? It's a good question to think about. If it is, what helps you love him more? If it isn't, what are the things that stop you loving him? It's a great question to ask this morning. And that's why we're here, isn't it? To think about things that matter. Belt, breastplate, what comes next? Shoes. Let's go to the next slide. I've got some shoes on. You can just put these next to your feet. You don't need to put these on. Woo! They stink too. Very good. Now, why is it important for a soldier or for a hockey player to wear the right shoes? Why doesn't hockey players wear flip-flops? Right? What would happen if a hockey player wear flip-flops? Right? They'd fall off, right? They'd just fall off the feet. They wouldn't be ready. They wouldn't be ready for action. And that's why it's important, says Paul, if you want to love and live for Jesus, to wear the right shoes. Shoes that make you ready. Not just any shoes, but notice what it says. Shoes of the good news of peace. You see, God came to make his enemies his friends. He came to make peace with those that were against them, to bring them into his family. And Christians have experienced that change from being God's enemy to being God's friend. And they take that news wherever they go. They show it in the way they live, and they share it in the way they speak. It could be an 8-year-old. Is anyone here 8 years old? Oh, no one. Oh, 8 years old at the front, yes. It could be an 8-year-old who is just really kind to a friend in school who everyone else is mean to. That could be showing the good news of Jesus. It could be an 18-year-old. I wonder if there's anyone 18 here. Praying for a friend who is really worried about their exams coming up. It could be a 48-year-old. Any 48-year-olds here? Don't hide your age. It could be a 48-year-old mentioning the name of Jesus to a friend at work when the conversation talks about, what did you do over the weekend? I went to church and learned about Jesus. It could be an 88-year-old. Any 88-year-olds? You don't need to put your hand up. Calling or writing a letter to a friend who they know is struggling. Sharing and speaking the good news of Jesus to others. Number four, we're doing really well, is, next slide, the shield. Oh, right, this is a good one. Can I have your left hand? Right, stick that in there. Boom, right, a shield. Bang. And what does a shield do? Bang. Protects you, doesn't it? It protects you from things that come your way. When enemies attack, you have a shield to protect yourself. Remember, we've already thought about the devil. The devil wants us not to love Jesus and live for him. He might tell us lies or make us doubt or fear, but we have a shield to protect us. When the lie comes that you're alone as a Christian, there's no one else around you, you're alone, we can say no. What can we say? Oh, you can do better than that. What can we say? No. We can say, God is with me. When the lie comes, you won't make it. You won't get to the end. We can say, oh, you can do better. We can say, God will keep me. When the lie comes, you're not loved. We can say, no, God is for me. That's what the shield is for, to protect us from the lies that aren't true and to remind us of what is true. Number five, next slide on the screen, we've got the helmet. Yes, you might want to take your glasses off. You might not. It's up to you. I don't want to break them. Oh, Noah. Now that one does stink, doesn't it? Very good. He's safe. Do you want me to put the glasses on the chair there? Wonderful. Okay, now what does the helmet protect? Right, protects our heads. It's obvious, isn't it? Protect our head. And what's in our head? Yeah, our brain or our mind or our thinking. You see, Paul says to be strong in God means to protect the way you think. And protect you, the way you think about this word. See the other word in green? What does it say? Salvation. Never forget, says Paul, protect it with everything you've got, that you have been saved. Now you might think, what on earth does that mean? Well, here's a really simple way of the story of the Bible to help you remember that you have been saved. Can everyone get their thumbs up like this? Okay? Because the Bible story starts with God made us and wanted us to be friends with him. Two thumbs together, friendship. But we have said no to God and gone our own way. Can you do that? We've said no to God and gone our own way. And it leaves us no longer friends with God, separate from him. But God loves us so much. Do you remember the verse we started with at the beginning? For God so loved the world that what did he do? He gave his one and only son. Jesus came into the world. He lived a perfect life and he died on the cross. Can you cover up the thumb as if he's dead in the grave? But then 3 days later, he came back to life, so that we can have life too, friends with God forever. Isn't that really helpful? God made us to be friends. We've rejected God. God sent Jesus into the world to live in our, die in our place, to bring us into life and to be friends with God again. If you ever forget what does being saved mean, remember that with your thumbs and protect it in your head. Last one. Noah, you've been fantastic. Last one. What is it? Sword, right? And do you notice, before I give you the sword, what are the helmet and the shield and the chest plate? Oh, see what you did there? And the belt. They are all the same in what way? Protection. Yeah, they're defensive. But then a sword, what's the difference? Ah, attack, right? It's offensive, ready for a fight. And you see, the weapon, the sword that God gives us, is the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, the Bible. You see, if you look at Noah, okay, what a wonderful chat, okay? But the picture that Noah's giving us and the picture that Paul gives us in these verses, as we look at it and as we look at ourselves, it's not really a picture of me and you, is it? Let me help you think about that. Do we always tell the truth with our belt of truth? No, I know I don't. Do we always love God with all our hearts? With the breastplate? I know I don't. Do we always wear the shoes of peace, ready to live and share Jesus with other people? Oh, I know I don't. Do we always bat away the lies and believe the truth with our shield? No. Do we always remember that we've been saved with a helmet? No. Do we always live God's way and fight for him with the sword? No. You see, this isn't a picture of me and you, but it is a picture of someone. There is someone who has done all those things all the time, his whole life. Does anyone know who that person is? Can we say it after three? One, two, three. It's Jesus. It's a picture of Jesus. You see, the Bible is where we meet this Jesus, the one who died for us, the one who loves us, the one who rose again for us, the one who wants to be with us now and forever. And the Bible says, for those that trust Jesus, that want to love him and live for him, the Bible is the way that God makes my life more like Jesus' life. It makes me able to love God a little bit more and live for him a little bit better. So that's why the Bible's so important. It's where we meet Jesus, not Noah, not me, not you, Jesus, and become more like him. So open it up. Open up by yourself. Open up as a family. Open up when you come to church. Open up with a friend. Open up at Friday church. Open up the Bible and meet Jesus. Oh, you've done so, so well. Noah, you've done so, so well. Before you go down, let me do one more thing, because we've had the word struggle. You might put the next slide up. The Christian life is a struggle. We've had the word strong. Be strong in God, not you. We've had the word suit up. Put on God's armor. But the final S is why? Why do all these things? If we go to the next slide, you might see it. So that we will stand. So that we will stand. So that we'll make it to the end of life still standing, still loving Jesus and living for him with all we've got. Now the question is, will we stand? Will Noah stand with all the armor on? I think we should test it, don't you? Now, I've got with me some Nerf guns and Nerf bullets, ready to fire some darts at Noah to see if his armor will protect him and he'll make the distance. Now, does anyone want to come, young or old, to grab a Nerf gun and a Nerf bullet and fire at Noah? His mum and dad, I think, might want to, right? If you want to come and grab a bullet, you can be old, you can be young. If you just want to get your inner child, that's fine. Take a gun, take a bullet, come and grab one. Take a bullet. Okay, the way you load it, put the bullet in the gun, in there, and then pull down the orange bit. Ooh, and it's ready to fire, right? Yes. No one else? Are you sure no one? Yes. Delphine, there's loads of guns. Wellesley, you want to go fire a gun? Tim, fancy it? Yeah, come on then. Anyone else want a gun? Fire it. Do you want a Nerf gun? Are you sure? Anyone at the back? Lisa, fancy it? Yeah, Lisa's up there, Tim. Very good. Are you sure? Oh, he's got a photo. Nice. Right. Right. Those that are ready to fire. Okay. Do we all know how to work the gun? I'm going to fire one too. Right. If you don't know how, oh, don't get in my way. If you don't know how to fire, you pull down the bottom and ready. After three, should we say fire? Okay. And we'll see if Noah stands at the end with all his armor of God on. Are we ready? After three. Three, two, one, fire! Did he? Oh, a sneaky one. Is Noah still standing?
Yes.
Yes, he's still standing. He made it to the end. Why is he still standing? Because he's suited up. He's strong in God in the struggle. Let's give everyone a big round of applause. Noah, you can hero. That's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. As Noah, as I help Noah get off all his kit, we're going to sing a song together. It's called, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And here is some of the words that it says. Strong defender of my weary heart, that's Jesus. My sword to fight the cruel deceiver and my shield against his hateful darts. So it's a brilliant song that reminds us of some of the amazing things we've heard in our service. So let's stand. The band are going to lead us and we'll sing this amazing song.